Hey, it's Ann with Spirit River Coaching on the Go. Today I'm talking about a really prominent topic in our community. I'm seeing a theme with this topic, and it's fear. And you shouldn't feel bad if you're somebody who can say that you have fear about exploring the next incarnation of who you are, because we have a set point within us that we're kind of comfortable with. We get used to it. And we understand everything about it, even if there's some pain involved or we're not quite where we wish we were. It's familiar to us, so it's not scary. But once we start either thinking about possibly failing at something or even possibly succeeding, what does that look like? How is that going to change my world? How is that going to change what my life looks like, how I'm going to feel, how I'm going to have to show up? The energy that I'm going to have to expel every day to be that next thing. And it gets scary and overwhelming. And then sometimes that fear ends up in procrastination and we wonder why we're procrastinating. That wasn't always a part of who we are, but it seems to be a part of who we are now. I went through that. I understand it. I just had a breakthrough in the last 2 years around getting to a certain level on a project and then procrastinating. And after some deep digging, I found out it was based in a fear. And then I could handle it. I could get some coaching on it and I could shift that. And I expelled it and I haven't been procrastinating at all since then. So what I'm here talking with you about today is the importance of facing your fears. I mean, they are indicators to me now. They are indicators that when I walk through these, there is a growth that's ready to happen within me. So I am now the type of person that will get excited about seeing a fear or something that doesn't make sense to me, a stopping point that doesn't make sense to me, and I find out it's a fear, and then I dig in there. And if I can't do it myself, I engage with a coach or a therapist. I take notes on it. I observe it. And I kind of put some dynamite in it and I blast it out. And on the other side of that is always an expansion that feels incredible. So this community, this Spirit River community, is telling me that they are fearful about moving forward. And some of you are fearful about even just getting on a phone call to talk about that. So what I want to also reinforce within you is that investigating something never means you have to do it. So if you block yourself, if you're finding yourself blocking yourself from even getting additional information about a direction that you can go, you are in fear. That's a great indicator for it. And to also let you know that you always have the power to make a decision about if you want to continue to move forward or if you need to stop because you're too scared. I'm personally one who now knows that I don't want to stay in the fear. I don't want to stay small ever. So when my being asks me for growth, I always say yes. So that's your coaching for today. If you'd like to chat with me about it, push reply. And I have a few coaching spots open this week because I want to help push you through this. I want to help navigate some of you through this fear to the other side. So I am going to, if you want to push reply on this, I'll send you a calendar link so you can grab a 30-minute coaching call with me that's free. I'm just offering a small number of those for people who push reply. So sending love to you. Have a beautiful day.